Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have your Omega 7 in the house this evening, live coming to you straight from my living room. You have the advocate, the one you want, and you have the advisor, the one you certainly need. I'd like to welcome those newcomers to the room by saying, Habari Ghani, what's up? Thanks for coming. And I'd like to say to those old-timers and my friends who have signed up to be friends, thank you very much for committing yourself to go on the journey with Omi as we learn about our natural intuition for healing ourselves with flower spirit. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it right, with flower spirit. By joining me, going over to my book corner, my special book corner, I have a book entitled Healing Yourself with Flowers and Essence and Flower Spirit. This is our 16th segment, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why I brought up spirit of flowers is because I want us to understand that we are connected to nature. I am the coyote. I am the fish. I am the owl. I am the eagle. I am the lake. I am the river. You are the stream. We are connected. Yes, we are connected. There is but one essence, ladies and gentlemen. God created only one essence, and we all have that essence, be it bird, be it fowl, be it owl, be it octopus, be it turtle, be it bat, be it horse, be it zebra. We all have the same essence. However, our intelligent level is different. And flowers, ooh, don't begin to let me tell you about the flowers. Ooh, that reminds me of my flower garden that I used to have with roses and tulips. I didn't know that you could have such a beautiful garden with flowers. And the fragrances they produce, the essential oils, I didn't know that flowers could heal you just through your olfactory nerves and breathing in the essence of a fresh cut rose. Ooh, do I love roses. Ooh, do I love flowers. If you ever want to get to Omi, give me a bouquet of flowers. That'll get me to turn a smile real quick. So essence of flowers is so unique, ladies and gentlemen. They have essence and fragrance just like we have essence. We can send our essence to other people and our energy. You can also send the fragrance and essence of flowers. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about healing yourself with the essence of flowers. Most of these disorders are through the nervous system that contracts through the olfactor from breathing, inhaling, and smelling. Yes, they've even used products to take away your taste for food through smelling chocolate as if you are tasting the chocolate, giving you the fragrance and essence. Oh, when you put on those fragrances like ambery rose, you are almost as if you are in Egypt again because the essence of pure oil was first used for healing ourselves. That was the first medicine, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get on that subject and talk about it tonight so that you can begin to get these fragrance and flower essence, and you can mix them, you can combine them, And they're tinctures, ladies and gentlemen, and they're harmless. You can use them with your children. You can use them with your loved ones, and you can send the essence when those people are absent from you, and they can receive the essence of that fragrance. Smell the fragrance in the air. Stop with me now. Take a deep breath. Ah, I can smell that beautiful rose, ambery rose in the air. Take a deep breath again. Now I feel I can smell the lilies of the valley. Isn't it great when you can take in the essence, you can heal yourself? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere, getting ready for our talking cure. Then we'll go right into our subject so you can get prepared to learn more about the fragrance of flower essence. Isn't it fantastic? And God's attribute is why we have these things available. Join me.
Fitment. Arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garth. Commitment is when you've given your word, and your word can stand alone and on its own. It's making an effort when you really don't have the time. It's making ends meet when they really weren't intended to reach. If giving your moral support and backing somehow leaves you feeling lacking because someone failed to give you the backing and you've gone without, then you should know what I'm talking about. Commitment, it's your badge. You should wear it with honor and pride. It's like having good character and integrity. It's not something that you want to hide. Commitment is paying someone else's daily dues, even if at times you find yourself being used. It's your fingerprints. It's your marking of a real, genuine gent. It's your label that makes you feel able, that leaves you feeling stable, that gives you a clear conscience and a good frame of mind, even when you don't feel able. Somehow, you must gather the strength to become stable. When you've completed a task, you don't want someone to stop and ask, hey man, have you completed that task, when you've given your commitment in the past?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have to give our commitments, and we have to be accountable, and we have to apologize when we can't make those commitments. And sometimes people don't want to accept our sorry. They said that we're just sorry that we got caught. They don't realize that it's okay to admit that you did something wrong. You have to be big enough to admit it. And the other person has to be big enough to accept your apologies. Because commitments are very important. When you plan them in advance and you know you have them on your schedule, you shouldn't purposely miss them if you don't have to. But if there's a circumstance, the other person should understand if you clearly try to explain to them the reason why you couldn't make that commitment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Friday, and you know how only do it on Friday, because we do it up on Friday, and we also make sure we have room for dancing. Don't think that we're not going to put dancing in there, because you know we are winners. You know what I'm saying? We're winners. We have come a long way in spite of our inadequacy. We're winners. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're winners.
Y'all ready?
Say yeah.
Give me some of the pat on the back. We
Yes, we are moving on up. No matter what the people say, we're moving on up. Ladies and gentlemen, what appeared to be a failure may just be a stepping stone to you realizing success. Let me say that again. And this is by Ayana Van Zant. She said, what appears to be a failure is a simply your stepping stone. Let me recite that again. What appears to be a failure is simply a stepping stone to realizing your success. Sometimes you have to close a door and get out of a thing in order to enter into the next door. That's right. You have to make transition, and there's nothing wrong with it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like for you to join me now as I start to participate in the purification and the talking cure. If you haven't already gotten your list out of your names of ancestors, you might want to do so. This is a Friday, and we do plan to party. And I don't normally do this throughout the week, but on Friday, go ahead and keep the party going. Keep the party going! This is Friday, and you know how Omi do it on Friday. We dance our way out of here each Friday. And when I'm not on sabbatical and I'm in rare form, it's a party. That's right. Yes, we're talking about lovely flower essence. And do a woman love flowers? And if you want to do anything for a woman, you can go out and buy her some flower essence. She can use that flower essence to keep her mental stability together. She can use that flower essence if she wants to send that fragrance across the airways to a loved one for healing. These are healing tinctures. Nothing but water and flowers. You can make them yourself. You can create your own special essence. We're going to do that in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. While I get ready for the purification, I'd like for you to go with where my roots stem, because we are talking about flowers. This is where Omi's roots stem, right in her backyard.
Where My Roots Stem, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. Brown-skinned, long-legged skinny girl, running around in your afro curl, you were transplanted from a place called the hoods to out in the suburban backwoods. You grew up in a place called Gary, Indiana, with a backyard view off the avenue. No, you weren't nurtured in the urban woods, but rather in the ghetto hoods. Your name was changed from Sherry May to what it is today. Can you still remember where the house stood? Those were the days when it was all good, with handprints and names engraved on sidewalks, to picnicking long after dark in the park. Now on to Tarleton High for the basketball event, to downstates on the buses we all went. At the playground was the place to be. That is, if you ever wanted to find me. This is where my roots stem. This is where my roots stem. Across the street was a chili bowl restaurant, with guys and girls hanging out trying to front. Courting rooms and boyfriends, too, with no chance for nothing left to do. To coming home late, to sitting up in parked cars with your date. Parents sitting up late waiting to debate about your being late. I can never remember doing the WAP. The only dances back then were called the bop. The Chicago style and the Philly too. These were the dances that were required of you. To guys turning ladies by the knees and someone yelling out, oh, stop, will you please? Now on to sock hops and long lunches and loading up in crowded cars by the bunches. Skipping schools to go to the beaches. Trying to avoid the subjects of the boring teachers. This is where my roots stem. Oh, yes, I remember now. This is where my roots stem. You can't take them away from me, for I'll plant myself right where I'll be. Then someone will spring up just like me.
Just like me, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be a flower, and you are rooted in your community, and you can spring up. Is part two, while you spring up.
Saturday morning, Dairy Queens, Dilly Bars, and ice cream. While listening to Mama scream, boys and girls, come on over here and get a taste of this cream. Late afternoon movies, with guys giving up high fives, saying, boy, that movie sure was groovy. from busing students in every cardinal direction. While looking back, it's a mere reflection of the struggle to force integration, which wasn't such an overwhelming sensation. They killed a boy the first day of school because the institution broke the golden rule, thou shalt not integrate, for it's far too late. To wearing dashikis and tie-dyes and guys dressed in tailor-made suits while riding around in their deuce. To wearing combat boots and alpaca sweaters and pants made of leather to brothers faking it in their pleather. Mini skirts and go-go boots and girls dressed in their walking suits. Christians waking up, being born again, converting to Islam, trying to avoid sin, saying God is the greatest. Chanting these words were now the latest to guys who were once on lockdown, now pushing final calls all over town. With graduation night now approaching, to guys taking up lessons in coaching. After graduating a scholar, I had to stand back to take a breath to holler, it's now time to make a dollar. Now with the community on a hype, while pushing students off the college to avoid the pipe. From Club Zodiac to the Blue Room swinging, to 11 girls on stage singing. These were the Mitchell Singers with a makeshift band of brothers all swinging. To singing all over town, representing mothers singing. For chicken dinners while trying to win souls and sinners. With the waiter giving us a hassle while trying to eat at White Castle. To eventually having to eat out at Hardee's after the skating party. And brothers hanging on every street corner, giving up knowledge and pointers, to having all-night luau's at the Lure while dancing to a tune of a Louie Louie, to Jezebels on Broadway corners, foxed up like some guys want 'em. This is where my roots stem. Oh, yes, this is where my roots stem. I can remember now. You can't take them away from me, for I'll plant myself right where I'll be. Then someone, oh yes, someone will spring up, I know, just like me.
Just like me, ladies and gentlemen. You can spring up in your community. You can develop avenues that are very holistic. You can develop your own brand of essence of flowers. You can plant flowers in your own backyard and use those essence to develop healing potions. Oh, yes, you can. Most of our disorders and disbalances come from a mental disorder or distress, which leads to a physical disorder. If we can handle those stress and anxiety, we can ward off a large portion of those disorders. That's what we're going to be talking about today. I do want you to join us, just setting the mood for you, getting you ready. We're going to now go into our talking cure so I can be purified, and I'm going to ask my elder if I have permission to go on and speak. You bear with me for a second. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, by all means, you have permission to go on and speak.
Thank you so much, Elder. And as I get ready now, Baba is going to be giving me my purification, so I'll just get ready here for the purification. Baba, is you ready?
Yes.
I pour libations to the west. I pour libations to the east. I pour libations to the south. And I pour libations to the north. Ladies and gentlemen, as the water hits the floor, you are now standing on holy ground. Where you stand is holy. It's been set aside, consecrated. Consecration allows us to come before the holiest of holies, able to speak and petition on behalf of others and ourselves. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, while I find my face off, because I cannot greet the Almighty with a still face. Do this periodically before you do your dedication. You can light a candle to light the way to guide your ancestors back to you. You can pour a glass of water to quench their thirst so that they're able to have refreshing water. Ladies and gentlemen, you can also go out and get a bell. The sun is your ancestor. It doesn't have to be anything big. It's the bell. Or you can buy Morocco. We call on you ancestors today. We call on you ancestors. May you come at our summons. We call on you today to be a part of our ceremony, our ritual, our communing. We set a table before you, ancestors, and we ask that you will come and sup with us. We ask that you will be a part of our life today. We know you have not transitioned. We know that your frequency cannot go anywhere, and it is still around us in our home, in our community. And we summons you here. We summons you here from the graveyard. We summons you here from your dwelling and ask that you would come home again. As we call out those great heroes and heroes in our journey to freedom, the African American has to reconnect to their higher self periodically. They must go back to their rituals and traditions. As we call on those great heroes and heroes that did it for us, that opened up the way for us, and that we can now acknowledge, and therefore we can stand on their shoulders for the great work they did in education, the scientists, the entrepreneurs, the sports characters, the figures, the journeymen, the ones that took us to freedom, like Harriet Tubman. We call on you, Harriet Tubman, and we say, Harriet, please come. We call on you, Sojourner Truth, and we say, Sojourner Truth, please come and show us your direction. We'd like to call on you today, Nat Turner. Come out from behind that tree, Nat. We know you're there. Come out, Nat. You're free, Nat. You can come home and be with your family today. And Louis Armstrong, you can join our band of the caravans and play your horn. Come back, Louis, and commence us in ceremony. We call on you today, Jackie Robinson. We ask that you will please lead this caravan. We call on you today. We call on you, Langston Hughes, that your elegant writing will be available to us to help us use the penmanship of writing. We'd like to call on you today, Marian Anderson, that you may sing one of those goodest, sweetest songs that you always sing. And Mary McLeod Bethune, please help us to create a curriculum that's fit for our African children. We call on you today, Malcolm, that you may go and talk with your hip hoppers and your young brothers and tell them of the reason that you transition and tell them how they can become good Islamic characters once again. We call on you today, Madam T.J. Walker. We ask that you please come and walk with us and talk to us about the hair products and teach us all the formulas again. We ask that you will come to us today and be a part of our life. We call on you, Benjamin Vinegar. Benjamin Vinegar, please come and be a part of our life today. We call on you, Booker T. Washington. If you will come today, we will be so gracious. We call on you, Dr. Carruthers, my friend. We call on you, Asa Hillary, Dr. Carruthers' cousin. The two of you I know are communing together. Please come back, brothers, and help us. We call on you, John Henry Clark. Your elegant words were so well taken, and I know that they will be accepted now. Please come, Dr. John Henry Clark. We call on you, Asa Hillary. We call on you, Dr. Chancellor. Please come and be a part of our group. We call on you, Marcus Darby. Oh, do we need you, Marcus. Marcus, we need your elegant plans again. Please come back and show us how the Darbyites are to behave. We call on you today. We call on you today, Leontine Price, that you might sing in your elegant voice. Please come. We ask that you will come, please. W.E.B. Du Bois, we do not want to debate anymore. We do not want to fight anymore. And there's somebody that don't want to commence to argue anymore. We all want to find truth. Help us to find truth. W.E.B. Du Bois, all drawn near Hurston, all the writings that you did, come help us find them. Come help us put them back in print again. And then take us to the graveyard and show us how to build our garden, our fountain, our Ile Ife, and to erect manuals and to erect statues of all of the great ancestors. Please show us, Laura. We need you today. We call on you in a firm voice today. Ancestors, please come. Ancestors, please come. Ancestors, please come. Sit with us. Talk with us. And have communion with us today. We call on you. We call on our private ancestors and our personal ancestors now as we call them by name. I like to call on the name of Robert Jenkins, and I say Ashe. I like to call on the name of Clara Mae Jenkins, and I say Ashe. I like to call on Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. I like to call on Shane Lilly, Ashe. I like to call on Barbara Jenkins, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, Ashe. I like to call on Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Lucille Day, Ashe. Elijah Day, Ashe. Avery Day, Ashe. Louise Lord, Ashe. Ruby Brockin, Ashe. Ludell Day, Ashe. I like to call on the name of Michael Harvey, Ashe. And Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Aiza Lilly, Ashe. Nisha Lilly, Ashe. I'm home.
Breathing out
the negative responses. Meditate with me as we quietly meditate. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You've been a joy to work with, and I know that you understand that now is the time to tap in. I sense that there's one that needs healing. I sense that there has been one that needs a financial blessing that is in the atmosphere. It's here. It's here for you, ladies and gentlemen. You can tap into it. I sense that there's somebody looking for that relief on that job. Somebody don't want to work overtime anymore. Somebody wants to get paid what they're worth. I sense that there's somebody here that's trying to enter into the university that needs a little push, that needs help, needs financial aid. I sense that there are children that don't want to go hungry anymore. I know that there's mothers that don't want to put their children to bed hungry anymore. And there's mothers that don't want to lose their parental rights. They're right here in the room. I sense that those women need help. I sense that those fathers want to come home and they want to make it well with their wives again. They realize that their wife now is God and that she is the only God they will ever see on this earth. I sense that women don't realize that they are God, and now they're finding out. They're tapping into the energy that they are the womb that was talked about. They are the only God that exists here. I sense that new knowledge is coming on the scene. Women are waking up and understanding their power as a goddess. I sense that men are beginning to speak out and tell the truth about the lies that were told in the Bible and about the random issues of telling people that Jesus, the blue-eyed soul brother, is our father. I sense that nobody don't want to tell that lie anymore. They want to tell who the real prophet is, or Romola. I sense that somebody has already tapped into that lie and realized that that has been a lie for a long time. I sense that somebody's waking up from that slumber, and they're beginning to see that the lies that have been told from the Bible can no longer be told anymore. I sense that there are women that know that they're the Holy Spirit, and they don't have to believe that that ghost is some outer space person. That is the ghost of a female, the feminine side of God. I sense that somebody's in the church now ready to tear down the pulpit as they've been lied to too many times, and they want the truth. I sense that there's somebody that's going to go to their pastor and ask their pastor, do you truly believe that a blue-eyed soul brother can save us? And are we to build up homage for a God that doesn't look like us? I sense that somebody's having that discussion with their minister right now. I sense that the minister don't want to lie anymore. I sense that the minister want to get clairvoyant understanding of who our culture is and our heritage, and they want to preach the unadulterated truth to their congregation. I sense that there's one minister out there that's giving up his headdress, and he's ready to put his collar down, and he's ready to go find truth in the comedic teaching. I sense that he don't want to teach any more lies. He wants the ancient truth about our people. I sense this. I know it's in the atmosphere. Tap in now, ladies and gentlemen. All of your desires are here. Your energy is here, and mostly your melanin is here. You can tap into the energy that's been left behind from your ancestors. Tap in. They're ready to release it. Tap in. It is yours for the asking. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen, for going all the way with me on that meditation and also on our journey to some of our ancestors. You've been so gracious, and I do appreciate you. And ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to forget about our pledges to our family, and I want to recite that Black Family Pledge because we have forgotten our ancestors. Our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path, our ancestors clear, kneeling in perilous underground. Our children cannot even hear us crying. Because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering, our befuddled children give birth to children they don't even want or understand. Because we have forgotten how to love the adversity within our gates and hold up the mirror of the world shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, we pledge on this day to bind ourselves together, to embrace one another, to embrace the loneliest, to keep company with our loneliest, and to educate our illiterate, and to feed our starving, and to clothe our ragged, to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of ourselves. We are, in fact, our brothers and sisters. in honor of those who toil and employ God with golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolation. We make this pledge here and now. Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my sister's keeper? I am my brother's and sister's keeper. That is a commitment we need to make to one another, that we will watch over each other and we will assist each other in their time of need. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you very much for going with me on the Talking Cure, and that commence our ceremony. And if you have not had a chance to listen to the tapes on demand, you might want to do so. That number here in the room is 646-478-0270. We'd like to go to station identification, and we'll be right back at you in the air, ladies and gentlemen, so we can go right into our topic. And I'd like to present to you, Oh Say Can You See?
Oh Say Can You See? Read by the author Omiinka Bidiako Garth. Oh Say Can You See? The Statue of Liberty waving at me. America, the beautiful she once used to be, shedding her light ever so bright, even in through dawn's early night. Now my future doesn't look so bright. Oh, say, can you see? The Statue of Liberty, is she waving at me? With her once opening doors where they were once closed and rearranging the positions we hold. Now with the people free, they can get up, they can get up off their knees to stand equal beside every man with pride. Oh, say, can you see? Is the Statue of Liberty, is she waving her hand at me? You said education was the key, and that you wanted all men to be free. Once receiving the higher knowledge, now after I've obtained the college, affirmative action would now be abolished. Is there no place for me left here in society? Oh, say, can you see? Is the Statue of Liberty, is she waving her hand at me? While looking back in retrospective, it seems that you have now neglected to look at your reflection to see if you have waved in my direction. Is this one soul that will never be saved? All because you forgot to wave. Oh, say, can you see? Oh, say, can you see?
Oh, say, can you see? Was written for the distressed men and women while overseas serving in the United States Army, putting in their lifetime, committing themselves to go on the front line, and they had issues themselves, and they wanted to know if the military, the government, could see all of the things that they were lacking and that they were denied. Even though they were fighting a war abroad, they were also fighting a war back home. I want to remember those soldiers and all of those civilians who went abroad to support the United States Army. Veterans Day just passed a couple of weeks ago. I am a civilian, worked overseas to support those military people. I know the distress that they have gone through with JAG and the legal system, and they still yet are fighting a war abroad and a war with the government. There's issues that they still have, so they cry out. And I wrote that poem to represent the cry that they presented to me, hoping that one day somebody could hear their cry as they fought on the front line to give us liberty and justice, yet they still weren't free. Think about those words, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much. All right. We are now ready to go into our segment dealing with the Bach Flower Remedies. Ladies and gentlemen, Baba won't be here with us today. I'm going to carry this one alone, and I think I can do it. Normally I used to have my crew with me, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it alone. We don't have a guest this evening, so I'm going to be talking to you about Bach Flower Essence, the remedies, which was produced. There's a book out called Natural Health and the Secrets of Bach Flower Remedy, and that book is by Jeremy Howard. I wanted to also tell you that you can also get credentials and get a license as a practitioner of flower essence practitioner, and you could literally have a caseload and prescribe these essence and help a person design their own tinctures. The ultimate holistic therapy, the flower remedy discovered by Dr. Edward Bach. He discovered this in the late 1920s to the 30s, and they're safe and they're natural. It's a natural way of dealing with the negative emotions. These were designed to deal with the emotions that he believed were a cause of disease. And we talked to you about how disease arrives, and it arrives from the negative emotion, from the seat of your core. We talked about adrenal glands and how we can adrenal glands could be caused by emotions. And the accessible guide that reveals the secrets of the 12 healers. Okay, there are 12 of these. And these are plants that are designed to be secreted. They use the actual emollients inside of the plant. And the plants, and let me read to you here what he says here in his book, and I quote, the plants that are formed, the basis of the Balc flower observation. It comes from the plant, and that's what they base their actual essence on. And he goes on to say that there's 12 of these, and okay, wait, I think I take it back. He said that there's 26 remedies altogether that he uses to help patients, 26 of them, drawing on the innate healing power of specific wildflowers and remedies that help individuals balance their emotion. And they learn to use these simple, effective emollients and remedies to enable their emotions to flow freely and positive. Now, let me stop for a minute. We know about it. Emotions. Our anxieties can really get away from us when we get anxious. You know, we have a flight or fright situation where we allow our emotions to get the best of us, and we have these anxiety attacks if we don't know how to breathe properly. That's why I constantly talk about breathing and exhaling. Now, this is what brings on these disorders, our emotions. And women are very prone to have fluctuating mood disorders during the time of the menstrual period. Their moods can change very easily because of the swelling and inflammation in their bodies. They have a tendency to have up and down emotions. Now, what do you do about it? Do you go out and get a prescription from a doctor that's stronger than what you need, and take these strong allopathic medicines which have side effects? Or do you go into your health food store and ask them about Bach flower essence? You're emotional. You're having some trauma. Your husband may have given you fits last week, and you're tired, and your children have all these activities going on, and your emotions are all over the place, but you want something to help you relax. Bach flower essence has been designed for that, ladies and gentlemen. As I told you, that there's several Bach flower, there are 26 remedies that he's designed. And these are mixtures of flowers that he's put together. Jeremy Hartwood wrote this book, but Dr. Bach is the one that came up with the institution. He actually has a university where you can go and you can train, become a practitioner, and learn how to mix these essences of flowers together. Now, in this little book, it's fantastic. It talks about how to use the book. It breaks it down for you, gives you an introduction part. And they talk about the various different flowers like the red chestnut, a unique system of healing is what we're working with. Now, remember I said something to you about the man and his box flowers and how do we send essence when a person is not present. Just like you are sending your energy, after mixing up the tincture with the alcohol, some people use alcohol or they use water along with the flowers. And there's a process for boiling the flowers to get the essence out. And then they're drained and then they're put in a bottle. Now, that vapor is the essence. It can be transmitted to other places. The person you're working with or offering up a cure for doesn't even have to be present in the same room with you, ladies and gentlemen. This is such a unique possibility for healing across the borders and diaspora. The Bach remedies have been used for such a long, long time. And these flowers have essence and they have a fragrance. So you can send these fragrances. And there's the walnut, and then you have the honeysuckle, and then you have fragrances like the oak fragrance. And these fragrances can be mixed together with the alcohol to draw out the essence in the flower. You can plant your very own flowers in your kitchen sill window and have your own flowers growing. Or you can have them in a garden, but you want to make sure that you don't use fertilizers that can contaminate them. Remember, you're getting the pure essence out of these flowers. They have to be extracted. So you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to read the book, number one. And there's a sun method, too. And I'll read you here on page 14 where it says there's a sun method. And you have to make sure things are purified. To create what he termed as the mother tincture, Dr. Bach delivers two preparation methods. The first remedy, he says, is on the action of the sun. The second is on boiling the twigs, leaves, and flowers. Now, you can do the extraction from the sun if you choose, or to boil the leaves and the pure spring water. Now, you want to use pure spring water when you use the tincture. You don't want to use tap water, okay? And the sun method, which is unique to the flower therapy, is used for flowers that come into bloom during the late spring and summer. When the sun is at the height of its power, you will need a plain glass or a crystal bowl and a small glass and a jug or a jug and a doffer bottle and the scissors and the Bach, okay? And brandy. He also recommends brandy. You may also need a bigger bottle for the bottled still mineral water and spring water. If there is no clear, unpolluted running water near where the flowers are growing, the jug, scissors, and bottle and the bowl should be sterilized in advance. This has to be all sterilized. So you're going to have your jug, okay? You're going to have your glass bowl. Sterilizing that, this is your equipment, ladies and gentlemen. Your dropper, and that's a little eyedropper that has to be sterilized. And then you want your mixing jug, which is nothing but a pitcher, and your brandy. You want to get pure brandy. And you want to get a water bottle, which is empty. All of this has to be sterilized, and we know how to sterilize things by putting it in hot water to sterilize it, okay? The flowers should be picked at in the morning. It should be picked in the a.m., okay, when the bloom of the flowers are out. Now, he wants you to pick this in the morning, okay? When you pick those flowers, discard the flower stems and just take the heads off of them. You're looking for the heads of them. When you take those heads off the flower, okay, and it goes on to say that the final stage is that you strip, okay, you want to take the bottle that you have to put the flower in there, take this mixture, pour it over in the bottle, okay, and you let it sit and soak. And you want this to energize, and you want that flower fragrance to be drawn out with the spring water, or you can use brandy. Now, brandy is for the alcohol, and these are all edible things, so they're not going to harm you. Now, as you let that distill, what you're getting is a fermented, and it's drawing out the essence in the flower. You then begin to start to see that the spring water will cause the flower essence to be brought up where you can smell it. And these will have distinctive smells. They won't be smells that all smell the same. Now, If you choose to use the brandy, you know the brandy is going to have a certain percentage of alcohol. And for those of you who have liver problems and who are trying to bypass the buildup of alcohol in the liver, you might want to go with the spring water, okay? Now, you can close that bottle up. It's very, very simple. You can close that bottle up and let that bottle sit, okay? And while that bottle is sitting, let me see what it says here. It says here, the final steps for involving mixing in the dropper bottle. Then you want to pour it into the dropper bottle, okay? You want to do 50% of the, it says here, the energizer water is 50%, and the ratio is 50% to 50 with 40% portion of the brandy. So you want to put the, you want to also put the spring water, and you put 40% of brandy. In making this mixture, remember this is not a mixture where you're going to smell the brandy. The alcohol is going to cause the residue of the oil in the flour to come out. Okay? Now that's a method with the using the oils. That's a method with using the water and the brandy. But you can also allow the flour to sit out in the sun, and the oils will come out naturally. And the man that discovered these flower essence discovered that our emotions are set through what we smell in an environment. Some people have a tendency to be able to smell certain foods, and it could curb their appetite and make them feel satisfied. What we're looking at is flowers that we can use in our family, practice in our home. Now, as you begin to take these trainings through reading your book, you might want to have a mentor and enroll in the class. There are three classes, ladies and gentlemen. You can take the basic class, and that is through a correspondence class, or you could take that actually in the home of one of the practitioners. And then there is another second class that you take, and that is not done correspondently. They would like for you to actually take that in the correspondent's home as well. The first course can be taken independently. Now, then there's a practitioner's level where you are going to have clients and mix up so many of these 26 inches, and you have to talk about the clients that you've worked on and the mixtures you've used. Then if you've passed all of these criteria, you can be granted your practitioner's license and your name is listed in their roster on the website indicating that you are a full-fledged practitioner after completing this. Now, the time span can lead over to about 2 years of time span, depending on how you work, that you can complete this credential. Most people are already working in a holistic field that go after the certificate. But if you're a newcomer and you're trying to become a flower Bach essence practitioner, you can still go after this credential and add it to other things that you're doing. There are many people that have children that have emotional problems like ADHD and that have children that have COD and that have mood swings and who are expressing a disharmony in the classroom, behavior problem. Those parents don't want to put those children on medication. Because these flower Bach essence are designed specifically for mood disorders and emotional problems, these will be fantastic to look into for children. And there are a number of children going to see practitioners who are being assisted. And parents, if you decide to become a practitioner and have a specialty of working only with children, that is an option for you as well. Now, you're not a doctor. You don't have the right to make any recommendation. I like to offer this disclaimer. None of these are a cure. These are for emotions to work with the body. Now, think about sending your essence. If children are not here that you're working with, there is a method that they teach you to send the essence along with crystals and everything else for healing. So you are learning to become a practitioner of healing with Bach flower essence. Once you learn these, there's aromatherapy, and that's another whole training. But the Bach Flower Practitioner's License appear to be something reachable because you can start with the correspondence course. The great thing about it, ladies and gentlemen, it is so harmless, and there's no known side effects that I've ever seen. Now, that's not to say that there aren't any, and there are always reactions to different things. However, you ask the client, what are the side effects? What are the things you have allergic reaction to, or what are the things you have allergies to? So there would be a whole battery of things that you would ask, but you would want to use these things in your family and work in this area first of all. And if you are going to become a practitioner, I'm sure you're going to have some type of license to bond you, to protect you in the event that somebody does have a reaction. The main thing is that you have to be trained. You don't go at this alone. You enroll in the classes, even if you're using it for yourself. Now, remember, Omi said, this disclaimer I'm offering, this is not a cure-all. You have to be trained, and you need to enroll yourself into classes. You just don't go in the store and buy flower essence. There's one called Rescue Remedy. Lots of parents use that. It's already mixed, and you can buy it. It's for sale. But if you make your own, you certainly want to take a class and have an instructor guiding you and get the proper credentials, because you're going to have to need insurance as you become a practitioner. Now, I hope you understand that, because truly, this emotional problem runs its gamut throughout our families, and there have been more African-Americans diagnosed with stress than ever before. Specifically, the men are now being diagnosed with all sorts of bipolar disorder, which are merely emotional disorders. And these can be alleviated, ladies and gentlemen, because we have to get a handle on what is the root cause of emotional disorders. And we have to understand that stress, inability to breathe, that's why I say breathe. If you choke up and forget to take that breath and you can't breathe, you can't release, then you're all tied up. And then your emotions start to run the gamut of disorders. And that's the beginning of the onset of illness and diseases, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, we preach in this classroom that we want to be free. And most of our emotions are so tied up that we can't hold a decent conversation. We cannot stop shouting. We cannot stop being irritable and short-tempered. That's what causes the physical behavior next. If we can get a handle on our emotions, taking that deep breath when we need to, smelling the fragrance of box flower essence, getting to smell fragrances that relieve the olfactor and allow us to take deep breaths and relieve the stress. There's also apparatuses called fusions, where there is essential oils that are already put in the oil form, and some of them come from the flowers like rosemary. They're already put in the oil, but they have to be cut with various different other oils when you're using essential oils for aromatherapy. That's the other half of this project, is the aromatherapy. I want you to research all of it, because they're all healing factors. And you wouldn't be amazed at why Jesus had all of these wise men bringing him frankincense and myrrh. All of these flowers were so important in the oils that they had thieves breaking into the tombs of the ancient ones, stealing the oils because they were so valuable. Essential oils, I mean 100% essential oils for aromatherapy, are very marketable and very beneficial. Now, I would like to offer another disclaimer. That is aromatherapy, and you cannot say you're curing anyone or treating anyone. You're merely offering them a relief. And these products can be used in your home with your loved ones and your family. Box flower essence is so unique that as you begin to send the oil essence to someone, you can pray over it and send it to your loved ones for the box flower essence. Take the classes. Enroll in the independent classes. Use your money to pay as you go. Get involved with these great practitioners. Get your name put in the list of practitioners so that you're bona fide, so that when someone recruits you to be a part of their team or coaching for dealing with Bach essence, you're skilled and you're not a soothsayer and you're not running off of your own energies. You truly have a trainer and a guru who's directing you, because there's other aspects that you can incorporate into this Bach practitioner's certificate that will give you marketability and give you independent ability to be a holistic practitioner of Bach flower essence. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to do well at this because our children could benefit so much from this. If you never sell your products, you could have them available with your own label and your name on it for your family and your children. What a great opportunity to heal your family first and offer up testimonies from your family. You don't have to worry at that point how to market it. Your family will market it for you. Now, Bach Flower Essence wasn't created just to make money. It was created to heal people. And it's a part of the other part of aromatherapy. Remember, it is an essence that is affecting the olfactor and the nostrils. The nostrils can assume a lot of things through healing and insinuating that you're healed through the olfactor, working through the nose, bypassing the digestive system. If you have a faulty digestive system that is not processing and you can't digest it because you lack enzyme, the olfactor in the nostril is a way that a large portion of your products can be ingested. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been very great to work with, and I hope that you do take me up on these flower essence. I'd like to tell you that the aromatherapy is another whole avenue, and there's training in the area called care therapy that will teach you how to become an aromatherapist. When that time comes, you can incorporate the Bach flowers as well. And these are not the heavyweights where you have the nutritionist or the naturopathic or reflexologist. These are the areas that you continue to study in. And remember, you are working with flowers that have to be boiled in a method of boiling with distilled water, or if you use the sun, there's a whole process. You definitely want to get this book by Bach Flower Remedies, The Nature Healing. It's a secret, ladies and gentlemen. It's been kept secret for a long time. It's an ancient book. And those of you who work in the kitchen like I do, it would be a great opportunity for you to get in that kitchen and mix up these bottles, labeling them, going through the classes, and trying them on yourself to see how things work. If you notice the daisy, a long time ago our families used to take the sunflowers, and they would take them and clean them, and they would cook them for their essence and for their benefits, and we ate them as if they were a meal. And as a child, I remember eating these daisies. And they are something that you have to research and find out more about. But there is a healing fundamental to the flower essence, ladies and gentlemen, and you can become a practitioner. Now, it says here on page 26 for the consulting, signs of stress. If you have signs of stress, it's like clenching the hand, fidgeting, movement and eye twitching, can't settle down, and you seem to be agitated by the least little thing. Maybe if your wife is talking too much, you become so agitated that you're screaming all the time. It's just, how's the weather? I don't want to hear that. You know, you're all over the person. You're jumping out of your skin because you're irritated by something else that you can't get a hold of. Emotions could run its gamut on us, ladies and gentlemen. Emotion can take over. And when you don't have a good grip of your emotions, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know how you're going to feel when you get up in the morning. If you're going to be rash, hostile, if you're going to be abrasive, and your wife has to put up with your roller coaster behavior up and down. Same thing goes for our children. Uncooperative children. They go to school, they're getting in trouble, they're acting out, you're getting notes constantly all day about this child that you have been putting on punishment every week. You don't know what else to do with them. You have gone to the gamut of running out of punishment. Now you're ready to grab this little joker and you want to do something detrimental to him. Stop. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it, Oppo. Don't do it, Oppo. It ain't worth it. Just a little humor on Friday. But you don't want to do that. You want to get your composure and say, this is a child. He's got emotional problems. And it's up to me to find out if it's in the diet or if it's something neurological. But I can put this to a rest. You come in and you sit the child down. You find out if you can use natural remedies on the child. And even with the essential oils, they don't even have to be used internally. They can be used topically on the skin, ladies and gentlemen. The olfactor is through the nose, and they now even have Oracle through the ear. There's so many things that you can learn to do. I had to learn to use garlic oil and use that orally in my son's ear whenever he got an infection. I was so tired of the antibiotics, the penicillin, and the rhizomycin. 6 months at a time, ear infection, the whole problem. When I began to use the oil, the garlic oil, and put the oil in the ear, it eradicated the problem in the nostrils and the ear and the throat and saved this child the problem of being on antibiotics for 6 months. Now, antibiotics is something that you want to think about because children are frequently on antibiotics. And you know what antibiotics does? The antibiotics will bring down the immune deficiency. And too many antibiotics will create yeast in the lower intestine. And you can't keep a child on antibiotics every week. So you want to choose something natural. If you get at the origin of what the problem is, Bach flower essence works on the root of the problem. And remember I said, Romola was at the right hand. He knows the inception of disease and the origin of disease. While you're doing all these things, you definitely want to pray over this. You want to meditate on it and ask God to send you the origin of where this is coming from. Emotional problems with children can run their gamut, but you certainly want to get a hold of them because if you don't, that child could be failing in school. He could have excellent academics, but because of his behavior, a teacher could refuse to work with him or her. You want to get that child's emotion in check. Now, the essential oils that I told you about were the very first healing methods. They can be put in infusions in the infusion jars where you inhale the mist. It goes into the olfactory the same way. The essential oils are the aromatherapists use. So once you understand the flower box essence, you definitely want to go into the essential oils as well. And there are distributorships out there where you can buy your own oils at a discount. Tell them. There's great opportunities out there where you can buy all your own products or you can make the Bach flower essence. Now, Bach will also allow you to buy the products from them if you choose to and at a discount price once you finish their training. But you do want to check this out, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who are trying to get into the healing aspect and use it for their family, this is an opportunity that you wouldn't believe. You definitely want to go and call them about their training and find out what days they're offering them. Now, a good consultant that works in this field, they would also sit with the patient and they would give a diagnosis, possibly where the problem is coming from, okay? And the practitioner would give a treatment plan and they would consult with the patient and the mental state. He would go over the mental state of what could be affecting. Now, this, you will gain all this in your training. Now, I'm not a doctor, and I don't professionally have a practitioner's license. You will get all this training, and it will show you how to become a consultant so you can do the question and answering with your patient. And then you will talk to them about the knowledge of flower bark essence and the diagnosis that they would take. Now, it's very important, the self-diagnosis. You have to be very careful of them telling you what they have and them coming to you with the self-diagnosis. The self-diagnosis, when you use the Bach flowers, it says here, you are concerned solely with the emotional state and personally with the problem. And this will be the basis of how you are concerning the patient, not on how you think he or she feels. You have to ask questions. You have to go through an execution of questions and making sure that you know the basic facts before embarking on any form of self-diagnosis. Don't give any diagnosis at all until you follow all the proper procedures and the self-prescribing treatment. You want to make sure that your patient doesn't come in telling you, I need this and I need that. You do an assessment. And Bach flower essence, as I was indicating to you, has been used for many, many years. There's remedies for over-sensation, and there's remedies for anxiety, for emotional problems, and they're all broken out. And once you sit down with the patient, you know, sometimes you may look for things like impatientness and inability to sit still. You might want to observe the patient for a while and want to see where they're coming from and get an idea of what's causing, you know, this person to have irritability problems. Okay? And there are remedies like the white chestnut remedy. And then they go with so many remedies of the olive remedies and the wild rose remedy, honeysuckle remedy. And these are all mixtures that have been created by the Bach Institute, the Clement, and the remedies for lack of interest in present circumstances. If you lose all emotion, no interest, you don't want to go outside because, you know, the weather's bad, you don't want to see anybody, you're starting to get depressed. These are things that they look for to help prevent you from going into depression, the wild oak remedy. And then they have the hornbeam remedy. And they go on to the remedies from various different flowers. And these flowers all know what they're supposed to do. The remedies in action, they put them in action. And when they are taken, they can determine how well they're working. Now, this is an absolute good opportunity to help somebody, okay? Like if somebody is apprehensive, all of this can be connected to meditation as well, because if a person is lacking the ability to reason and conceive falsehood and the ability to conceive the truth, then it could affect them visually, and they could lose their sight because this particular part of their body is not being able to perceive things on a true basis. They can go into losing their sight. Meditation is very important because it helps you to work on those faculties of the lower extremities that need to be delivered. Remember, we're traveling up the base of the lower extremities, which are more physical, to the spiritual, to the top of the head. And as we deliver ourselves from the physical extremities, we go into the spiritual, and our bodies begin to heal itself because we can see that the faculties that are depressed or suppressed, as we indicated, can be holding you back from mastering in that area. So meditation could also be coupled with using the Bach flower essence. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for being a part of this segment. I'd like to thank you for listening in on this segment. And you do want to check on the Bach flower essence. You can find that book at any helpful store. And I'm trying to see, let me give you a website, www.bk.com. It is an international organization. And you learn how to use the essence of wild-grown flowers to heal the mind, body, and spirit. And it says here, Secrets of Bach Flowers Remedy offers a unique composition of theory and practice, providing clear, full explanation that dignifies the subject and shows the best way to apply it. This book examines all 38 of Dr. Bach. Oh, he has 38 of Dr. Bach's wild remedies. Explores all of the negative states that can be alleviated, achieves a jargon-free approach that makes Bach flower remedies easy to understand for the newcomer. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, you definitely want to check this out. And we want you to remember that flowers are a part of what the bees use to live. And we know that we can use these things because they're harmless. But we also want to make sure we're trained, and we want to make sure that we understand how to use these things, because we need to have success stories in our life. And we need to know that it's easy to find that if we're properly trained. Get some training today. Enroll in that class, ladies and gentlemen. And let's go out of here with success songs. And I'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Open up our heart and see the love among us.
Transition. He says, making the flower a remedy is a simple process that does not demand any special ability. Deciding on which flower remedy to take for what and how much of what and for how long should be a straightforward process, he says. One of Dr. Bach's aims was to avoid anything that seemed over complex, as he wrote in his to his friends and colleagues. He writes shortly after his before his death. He writes, "Our works steadfastly to adhere to the simplicity and purity of the method of healing." At about the same time, Bach burned many of his research notes in his mind, the discards and research, like this theory that he had abandoned to his work, progressed, had narrow outlet, and the purpose of it was necessary to say he believed, which was set down in the final version of his work, the 12 healers and other remedies. He writes and goes on and says, in matters of health and healing, the key, Bach says, he held, came from self-knowledge. This involved building on the understanding of what he termed the higher self, the spiritual side, and the everyday personality, he writes. If the spiritual side and the personality diverge, the results of an imbalance with love after love of negative emotion building up. This is what Bach practitioner termed the snowball effect, and it can occur if you, for example, if you are impatient. And he goes on, he says, we are living counters to our inner nature, okay? Or if we choose to take a course of action that upsets others and ultimately ourselves. In his writing, what he's saying, ladies and gentlemen, he made this so simple that we could take up training in this and learn it easily. He wanted us to be able to have a simple, non-complex method of healing ourselves and having to get under those layers of frustration. Many times when we go through loss of unemployment, loss of lovers, transition of divorce, loss of parental rights, children moved out of the home, foster care for children, jobs, demotion, depreciation in bank accounts, loss of homes, loss of property, transitioning of our children out of the home, the empty nest. We go through emotional problems, and we don't know how to care for those emotional problems. Dr. Bach wanted us to be able to have remedies that we can use readily as a rescue mission to help us through the emotional time. And if we ever needed more emotional help and assistance, we need it now and fast and in a hurry. Ladies and gentlemen, don't hesitate to tell somebody about your emotion, because our emotions is what we want to get a grip on before they manifest into physical things. Make sure you're breathing properly. That's what brings on the anxiety. Meditation is very important, so you're properly inhalating and exhalating like you should be. You're not frustrated and all choked up and can't breathe and walking around waiting to exhale. And your emotions are not all over the place. There's nothing worse than being with someone who has emotional problems, and you know it and they know it, and the public can't tolerate it. They can't put up with it. And you've learned to adjust yourself to deal with it. It's not something you have to deal with. There's Bach flower essence to help us with our emotion, our frustration. If you're going through the period of the transition of life, ladies, and your emotions and your hormones have caused you to have emotional problems, you can get help for that. And men, if you're going through that mid-year 40 crisis, you can get help for that too. When lies are told and the truth doesn't come out, it sits at the seat of our heart and we're troubled by it. We have to remember that we don't always tell the truth, but whenever we're given an opportunity to transition the truth, let the truth go forward. It can relieve you of a lot of unnecessary stress. Now, these Bach flower essence, as you can see, that can be evaporated right through the atmosphere and the sun and created. There's a book that will tell you all the steps. Mommy doesn't have time to give them all to you. I just gave you the lightweight, just the surface of it, not an in-depth knowledge. You want to take an in-depth course. There's no way I can give you a course in this 1 hour. You want to enroll in that class and do a correspondence, and you want to stay with it and go all the way, and then write me and tell me about it and say, oh, man, I decided to become a Bach flower essence. Got my credentials now. On my way to become an aromatherapist. I'll soon be a care therapist, and I can offer services for children in the area who have emotional disorders or men and women who are going through emotional disorder.
nobody's treating our emotional disorders. They want to give us a lot of allopathic medicine and fill us up with all of those chemicals with the side effects. Now we're running a gamut of having all these hallucinations, and we're problematic with all of the medicines that we take. Be careful not to take so many pharmaceutical medicines. Those are illicit drugs as well. Try to find something natural through your cupboard that your mother created, or go with the Bach flower essence. As you know, you can smell those, you can taste those, they won't harm you. And if you should experience any side effects, make sure that you go through your guru who's taking you through the class and explain to them what's going on. But these are certainly something natural you can work with. And I know you can, and you know you can. And we want to make sure that we find all the natural remedies that we can. I hope I've been of some service to you in this classroom. I've been trying to employ you to get spiritually right, physically right, and mentally right. There's nothing worse than a handsome-looking man, got a cute physique, and he got it going on in his face, and he's easy on the eyes, but he's mentally deranged and upsets you all the time, and you just can't handle when he comes home from work. I ran into somebody like that, had it going on in the face and easy on the eyeballs, and looked the part of the epitome of success. He was so rattled in his frame of reference and in his mind, double-minded in all of his standards, and couldn't seem to get it right within himself. And he excruciated that by pouring over into other people's life because of his frustration that he couldn't handle. The man had it going on. Couldn't spend a minute, an hour with him without him going into a frenzy about all the things he should be doing. He was so hard on himself, he didn't give anybody a chance to judge what he was doing. So he took it out on other people. And I know we find ourselves taking out our frustrations on other people. That's what called abuse. That's what causes abuse. And a man wants to put his hand on somebody because he's so frustrated with himself. Or a woman may want to put her hands on somebody. Recently in the news, they said these women are putting their hands on men. We can't do that. We can't abuse anybody. We can't affect anybody because of our emotion. We've got to get it together. Now, go on over there and tell somebody about your emotion. It's okay if you tell them in the morning you're frustrated, you're deranged, you're lost, you're confused. Alcohol sometimes causes that. It eats up the brain cell. Now, you're taking a cup of wine in the afternoon and having wine for dinner and saying, I'm having my wine because I need this spirit to settle me. African Americans don't need spirits. We got enough spiritual rim going on inside of us. And to mix alcohol with our spirits is madness to misery. That's why you find these emotional things going on. Now that we are having all these economic problems, you cannot mix alcohol with stressed out people. It will only cause physical abuse. You want to leave that alone, ladies and gentlemen. You can go and get you a warm cup of tea. Or go over to the store and get you some mocha in that store where you pay $2.99 for it and pay a little extra for it and sip on it like you sip it on something that's special. Drinking is not something we want to do. It affects our mental capacity, eats up our brain cells. If you need Bach flowers, you want to enroll in a practitioner's class, get online, look up that website. Find out all the information you can and start being involved with helping your family to get off of the spirits. Get off of the spirits. Black people that have spirits already need no alcohol. Alcohol was designed to give those who are about to perish. You don't give strong drink to those early in the morning, only to those that are about to perish, those who are about to transition and die. If you're not about to die, you have no business drinking spirits and alcohol. And remember, Omi told you so. You gotta let your light shine on the world. You cannot be drinking spirits, walk around here tipsy and out of it, and then now you're going to take a little ganja with it and smoke some weed. No, let that go. Spiritual people don't need that. You have to get your emotions together. You have to understand that you are going to have to be settled in your spirit. You cannot be agitated by everything, and everybody and everybody else can't be the problem, and you are the one that got all the answers. No, sometimes we need to settle ourselves. Settle yourself, making sure that you're getting what you need to breathe. Most of all, breathing is important. If you can't breathe and you feel like you are all choked up, you need to see somebody about your problem. Why not see a Bach practitioner? Why not see an aromatherapist? It's natural. It's no side effects. It won't harm you. And remember, the Omi said, if you don't need spirits, you don't need alcohol. Alcohol is not something that African-American people should be consuming. If you're not about to die, you have no business rising early to give your brother or sister strong drink. And remember, Omi told you so. Let your light shine on the world, my Omi said. Let your light shine on the world, my Omi said. Let your light shine on the world, my Omi said. Let your light shine on the world. We're going out of here with the drums this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Or should we go out of here with Ujima? Haven't heard of Ujima in a while. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's call the night, revitalize.
Yes, that's what we need, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to have to remember to patronize our brothers and sisters with the Kwanzaa season coming up. Remember to go out and get those things you need in advance for Ujamaa.
Shop owner, I want your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should? My brothers who got all their wealth. They say God bless the child who got his own. Though a child be blessed, he can't do much alone. Who can I turn to if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do?
Cool.
Yes, we can help ourselves with Ujamaa. It's going to take the African American to solve the problems of the African American by circulating the dollar more than one time in our own community. Let's do that this season, ladies and gentlemen. You can start early for Kwanzaa and Christmas. As you know, Thanksgiving is rolling around for next week. We want to get ready for that giving season. And it doesn't always have to be in a meal. You can give a kind gesture, a loving, kind spoken word. Some people think it's just not in them to be able to extend from the emotion something kind. If people are always used to hearing you rattle off mean and bitter words, then try speaking something sweet for a change. It will set you off for a new season. It's okay to say something sweet every now and then. It doesn't take that much to frame sweet words, but it takes a lot of energy to make a frown and say something bitter. It takes far more muscles to make a frown than it does to make a smile. Just remember, you can make someone happy today by saying something sweet in a nice gesture. And forgive your brothers and sisters. Let them off the hook. Remember that if God was able to forgive you and pardon you, you can forgive your brothers and sisters. So what if they didn't make an appointment? So what if they didn't speak for you? So what if they weren't able to cover for you? And they had lots of things on their mind that they could not balance, and they didn't feel up to it because they thought that they wouldn't do a good job. They might have done it for you by not participating because they could have done a lousy job. And it'd be far better for them to tell you to your face that they can't do it, and then for you to substitute somebody else, than for you to go on hating them. That hate is going to turn into nothing but bitterness and turn in on you. I guarantee you, because if we don't learn to apologize for our idiosyncrasies and allow people off the hook, that bitterness turns in on us. And if you don't want bitterness to turn in on you, ladies and gentlemen, release somebody. Let them off the hook. Free them. Accept their apology and let bygones be bygones and give them a smile and give them love again because it'll go well with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for this great evening and for being a part of this OMI show. And I also want to say that you know how we do it when we go out of here. And I know that we are all winners. And I want you to be mindful of that. We can help ourselves with Ujamaa and we can be the solution to our own problems. Listen to me as we get out of this place, and I want to say Odabo to all of you brothers and sisters. I want to put my hand in the air and send out three shouts into the atmosphere. Harambe! 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 Delani, forgive someone, and you will be forgiven. Love someone, and someone will love you back. I say Odabo! Baba Booey to you, y'all. Have a good one. I'm out of here, homies on sabbatical.